Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm your host, Alisa Nicole. You're listening to Alisa Nicole Live. It's Saturday afternoon, and I hope you're enjoying your Saturday. Today we're discussing growing with society. Where are your platforms? When I first thought about this topic, I thought, how cool, growing with society, where are your platforms? So this is the discussion that we're having for today. By the way, if you want to call in, the guest number, it's 929-477-1308. That's 929-477-1308. And I thought this was a good topic with it being, we're about 15, 16 days into the new year, and it's actually been a long month so far. I was, like, thinking about it the other day, and I'm like, wow, I can't believe it's only, mid-January, and because it just seems like so much has gone on since the beginning of the year. So hopefully your new year is going great. And last show we discussed it's Dream Team 2016. And so what it takes to kind of get that dream going and what direction are you trying to go. But growing with society, where are your platforms? This is an important discussion to kind of talk about, just because how often do you reflect on society? How often do you reflect on society? Is it every day? Is it every other day, once, twice a month? Or has it been years since you've really taken a look at society to kind of try to figure out what is it that, what's going on? Am I growing with society as things develop and change within, the world and, our nation? Are you growing with it? So early on, we discussed social media, right? Social media is huge when it comes to growth in terms of society. It really, years and years ago, prior to social media, I'm trying to think. I can't remember, but I remember it was something that we used to have back in the day. I remember watching television. Not watching television, but it was like some sort of, what was it? Chat rooms. And you can kind of put it on television or you can do it on your computer. Chat rooms were a huge thing, right? And so society developed and we moved from chat rooms to social media, these social media platforms. And so, what are your platforms? Where are your platforms? I look at it in terms of many different ways. We'll get into that, as the show goes on. But for right now, that's just, think about it. When's the last time you thought about chat rooms? Of course they still exist. And you also see, like, the chat room, the forums, right, the discussion forums. Those are still out there. Ancient history, right? What was it that made the chat rooms and the discussion forums kind of phase away? They kind of get phased out a little, but they're still here, and you can see the discussion forums more so on company websites, right? It's kind of like in the help and FAQ section. You can kind of see where individuals kind of support each other and give each other advice on different issues. So you still kind of have a discussion forum, but it's taken and kind of used in a different sort of way. And that's a great way to kind of look at growing with society. You start out as a discussion forum, just like, discussing whatever, and then, putting the smiley faces and they have the this and that. And then that's kind of taken and developed and used to, for companies, to kind of, it helps them, right? It kind of relieves stress on them because a lot of people have some of the same questions, how do I get this done? Or, are you having this issue and this issue? And so it's kind of a good resource to kind of look at these discussion forums and see what works for other people. So that's a great way, to kind of see how society grows and develops. And for you to kind of get an idea of how you can use yourself to grow with society. So for some, you know, discussion forums when they first came out, I'll admit I wasn't such a huge person who, you know, was hooked on the whole discussion forums. It was just something about it. I just wasn't. How do I put it? I just wasn't kind of. It wasn't really my thing. However, I do use discussion forums in terms of if there's an issue, seeing how to get the issue resolved. You know what I mean? It's a quick way, and you can avoid those, you know, long customer service phone calls. You know what I mean? It's a good thing. So that's just my opinion, though. And I know discussion forums are still out there. And so in no way, shape, or form do I want to kind of sway anyone in any kind of way. If you still use discussion forums as they were when they were first put out there, good for you. Kudos. That's wonderful. That's a great thing. It's just for those individuals, it's just a good way for you to kind of look at how society kind of has developed. And the techies, quote-unquote, you know, the techs, they play a huge role. So if you are a techie or a tech, obviously it's very important for you to realize whether you are or aren't growing with society. And hopefully, if you're at least a Nicole Live listener, you're definitely, you know what I mean? Growth is a huge issue. We always want to make sure we're growing and we're, no matter how tough it is, we're growing and we're pushing through so that we can overcome those barriers that people try to put up. You know what I mean? It's always, well, I don't know if this is going to get done, or I don't know. Taking the I don't know out of society is huge. So put all your platforms to kind of stomp on the I don't know factor. We want to know how can we push through and overcome these barriers. It's important. So research plays a huge role in terms of our growth. And just just so I can make sure, I have like tons of stuff, and this will be definitely a part two. There will be a part two to growing with society. Where are your platforms? There's a part two of this, and social media has always been a big issue. So let's just get into that because I could go talk for days and days and days on it. And why? Well, the reason why is because you have to make sure you're just constantly growing and developing. And I don't know if some of you have noticed, and obviously this is huge, okay, because as a radio host, I've come upon quite some challenges within the social media arena just because it's been so many issues. I've been working really hard to kind of grow my social media audience. And let me tell you, for those out there who can relate, there's been issues in terms of when you go and hit that, you know, button to, and I'm not going to mention, you know, where and what platforms or whatnot, but this is just some issues, you know, when you, trying to, the tech issues. And so I've put in quite some, you know, feedback, rather, to them and, you know, to advise, you know, of all the issues I've been having for months and months and months, and it's really taking a toll on my social media audience. And so the thing is, how do I grow is a question that I'm asking. How do I grow with society when I'm having all of these issues with social media in terms of growing my audience? We have individuals that what? Follow and then what? Unfollow. You know what I mean? And then you have the issue when you go to follow, sometimes you can't follow. The system doesn't let you follow. And now there's limitations that have actually been put in place that limits the number of people that individuals can follow per day. I'm not too sure if you all are aware of that or have came into that issue. So there's limits to followers and how many people you can follow. And this is just something, it's good though. It's good to talk about this because it's important for us in society who have, if you have a business or if you have a brand or if you're trying to grow your audience, You constantly want to try to grow. It's even important for the social media platforms because they may be unaware of the issues, right, unless they're discussed. And they may not be aware of how it affects individuals and their brands and their businesses. But it's huge. It's huge because, when you look at, when you do your market research and you kind of try to figure out, what is it? What part of the puzzle is it that I'm missing and you can't find it? You know what I mean? That becomes an issue. What is it? And then we have to kind of take it a little bit further along. Okay, I've been having this issue for quite some time, and it's really affecting things. So I'll put it out there. I'm curious to see where society grows in terms of beyond social media. Social media will be there, right? Social media be there, but what else do we have to kind of grow our audiences as business owners, radio hosts, corporations, and small businesses? What other outlets do we have that's out there to kind of grow? So we have to kind of put our platforms on, our thinking caps, and kind of say, you know what? What is it that we can do? It's a challenge, right? And you know what? I'll put it like this. It's not so much a challenge. It's just so much, it's more so coming together as a team and working to figure things out before we get into Dream Team 2016, because one of my dreams is to figure this thing out. Okay, that is one of my things, is to figure this thing out, because, I've been doing this thing for quite a while, hosting, and I think it's very important to reach as many people as you can. And you'll be surprised, because it's individuals even within television, and I've looked at certain things in terms of social media, and I've kind of, the numbers aren't adding up. And so it gets back to, social media and the individuals. Who is HR? Who's doing the hiring? You know what I mean? Who's saying yes and who's saying no? And who's kind of putting those limitations on where it is that you go? That's a huge thing. That's a huge thing. So we kind of have to grow with society. We kind of have to kind of, say, hey, tech department, these are some issues that we're facing. What is it? And what else can we do? What else can we do to help individuals grow who need to grow and who have really fabulous stuff? What else is there out there beyond this? Because this isn't working. Just this alone is not working, okay? And especially with the limitations that's being put on there, I'm not too sure where we're headed. And it's a little bit scary. The funny thing, what I'd be curious to know is, you see individuals, the numbers. When you go to do projects with different people, or you want to kind of get investors and you want this and that, and that's just me doing a time check. I like to do time checks. Okay. Because I go on and on and on. But this is some good stuff. But when you go to get investors, or you go, say, hey, let's work on this together, or let's do this and that. Social media, you have some places that, say, hey, you have to have X amount of followers and this and that in order for us to do business with you, or in order for us to take you, on board and, a part of our team and this and that. It's huge. So this is my thing. I want to know, let's do some calculations. Let's, bust out with the calculators, start calculating, and let's hold these people accountable. If you're holding people accountable for followers, okay, then let me know in terms of revenue, what's the result? Our followers, is it really making a difference whether someone has 15,000 followers and someone has 500 followers? Because I'm curious to just know if the person with 500 followers can bring in more revenue than the person with 15,000 followers. I'm just saying, don't be so, you can't kind of turn your nose up and just look at the follower factor, because I have a lot of individuals that follow me a lot of times, and they do the follow and unfollow thing. Why? Because they're just looking for that follow, that person to just follow them. They could care less about your content, and they're just looking for that. And so my thing is, when it comes in terms of me selling a product, I don't need a bunch of followers, right, who's just following just because, right? And I'm actually now seeing followers drop into my follow section that I didn't follow. So that becomes a huge issue, that individuals are getting followers, or individuals are following people that they didn't even choose. And so when it comes in terms of, hey, we need you to have this amount of followers in terms of, because we want to bring in this much revenue, will you really see that much revenue? Because are these really legit and legitimate followers? And I'll put it like that. And you know, with that being said, I can kind of drop the mic and kind of go on with my Saturday. This has been something huge and something that I've been wanting to discuss for a very long time, so I'm really happy to get into this. It's a real issue that I think needs to be taken a look, because I'm kind of tired of hearing the whole thing about followers, right? We have so many individuals with a million followers, half million followers. We have individuals who, I don't know, where did all these followers come from? You know what I mean? And what type of content are they providing? I mean, if we're going to put restrictions, let's start to see some real restrictions, okay, in terms of, you know, we got to start, you know, kind of making things fair, equality, fairness and equality. And I think that's a huge issue that needs to be looked at. As we grow with society, if we want to grow, we have to really take a look at stuff and stop kind of turning our nose up and just kind of saying whatever. Because to me, it's a load of, you know, well, it's a load of crap sometimes. You know what I mean? I'm not buying it. And I'm not a lazy person, but let me tell you, I spent a part of this week, and I've been spending months and months with the whole, you know, I told you I was going to do my research with the social media thing, the follow and the unfollow, and it's just not adding up. And, you know, I don't have time to waste. You know, I have different stuff that I work on, different projects, and I don't like to waste time. So this is what I tell my Lisa Nicole Live listeners. You're doing a wonderful job. And don't look at the number in terms of, when it comes to social media and your social media marketing, because right now it's kind of, I don't know, things are kind of just a little bit off balance. And I think some individuals need to take a look at it for what it is to supply individuals with solutions, and we need to look at some other outlets in terms of marketing our products and our services, okay? So hopefully that helps, and we'll get back into that at another time. So with that being said, salary. Let's talk about salary. It's the beginning of the year. Some individuals will be looking for new careers, new jobs, and as society grows, when we're looking in terms of salary, do you feel like you're making enough? I tend to look at certain things, and let me tell you, I've looked at certain careers, and I was shocked, you know, at the salary, but maybe more so not shocked, but kind of, you know, surprised, like, oh, wow. The salary, they didn't make as much as I thought, and I just like to kind of put that out there, just to put that out there. The prices are being raised, right? Prices of products, the consumer is having to put out more money. But prior to that, what I've noticed too is, we're having to, what's going on in society? Prices are having to be cut. You know, people are having to really sell their items for the bare minimum sometimes. And so what that causes is for prices to be, we see a rise in prices in other areas, okay? So how that relates in terms of salary, in terms of how much money businesses are bringing in or corporations, this and that, that can really determine the salary. But meanwhile, we have all of these individuals, you know, just kind of everywhere. And so when we look in terms of salary, I always like to relate it to rental and mortgage rates. And so in terms of rental rates, I'll let you, my disclaimer, always follow your, It's you. And so you do what you feel is necessary, but obviously do your research. And we know with the whole market in terms of housing, you can see that depending on where, when, where, why, and how can really determine the rate that you pay to put, yourself into a condo, an apartment, a house, or whatever. And so with the salary, that's huge, because we really need the individuals within corporations and businesses to be aware of what, how much we're making. You know what I mean? As prices increase, we need everyone aware of, you know what, hey, whatever, you know, my apartment or my house, you know, whatever I have to pay, you know, stuff, taxes are increasing and this and that. We need people to be aware so that, you know what, maybe it's time to give out, you know, raises in terms of salary. You know what I mean? Or maybe it's time to relook at things. How can we assist people in other areas? There's, you know what I mean? How can we assist people in other areas? So that's just something that you really need to, it's a personal type of thing that you really probably should discuss with who, you know, HR or whoever it is, you know, a managerial part of the company who determines salary. So this is some good stuff. This is some really good stuff. And it just gets better. Now, making sure you're just equipped. That's really how I look at it when we speak in terms of going with society, where your platforms, just really making sure you're equipped to kind of build. We need individuals that are, that can build in society, right? So in terms of that, what happens? Leaders versus followers. Leaders versus followers. And you need to determine whether you're a leader, a follower. And sometimes individuals kind of play the fence. Maybe sometimes you're a leader, maybe sometimes you're a follower. But really, you know, we need some people to put on those platforms, right? And it's nothing wrong with, you know, feeling like you're a follower but still having those platforms on, right? Within companies in the business field or whatever, we, you know, a lot of times we see the pyramid. And so with that, what happens? What happens? What happens? Everybody counts, right? Everybody counts. And I need everybody to have their platforms on. You know, as I've been a business owner, and so with me, you know, I just feel like, you know, you need to have your platforms on. You need to be ready, you know, to work. Right? And that's all that just needs to be said about that. Just having your platforms on, because, you know what I mean? Just really ready to grow and build, because that's what we want to continue growing in society. Right? What are we doing? What are we doing? And I'll be honest, with over the last few, I've seen changes and this and that, but now is a great time, a good time to grow. Why is it a good time to grow? Because when you see things that need to be changed, that means that there's room to change it, and that means there's room to grow. So it's not always a bad thing. So when we're talking about social media earlier, guess what? It's not a bad thing to say, hey, you know, speak with, hey, you know, I'm noticing this issue. Because guess what? That just means there's room to grow. And growing means you're doing the right thing. You have to grow if you want to succeed. And if you want to be successful, growth is necessary. Growth is necessary if you want to succeed. And, you know, I'm curious to see what other outlets, you know, individuals take on to help individuals who are looking to market. I want to see something new, something fresh, and something that can really take individuals to new places. Something just new and fresh. You know what I mean? That's just what, you know, what I like. And I do like when we have these apps and these platforms and they implement new applications. That's wonderful. That's a great thing, because it just, it gives you that, you know, hey, let me try this and let me see if this works. You know what I mean? So that's a great thing. It's a beautiful thing, and it's something that I want to definitely, you know, get and see as, you know, as we go through the year, as the year, you know, here we are, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. I want to see us grow, and I want to see how, you know what I mean? I want to see us grow. So just, you have to. And if you have a dream, regardless of what your dream is, let's just say you're looking to, you know, there's so many different markets and industries. And musicians, you know, the entertainment industry, okay, musicians. And we have actors and actresses and theater, you know, Broadway, all of that great stuff. Don't leave industries out. It's quite funny to me, because when you think of going with society and where are your platforms, individuals, I feel like it's just kind of like it speaks what? Business. It speaks business. And it's just not always business, but it is always business. business includes the entertainment industry. And I can say that because I'm in the entertainment industry, and I've worked in many different industries. And I feel like the entertainment industry needs to get a little bit more, it needs to be taken kind of beyond, you know, when we think of, I don't know if it's because performances. When you think of entertainment, you think of performances. And so we want people to kind of, it's business. It's a business. And it affects everything. Why? Because these corporations call upon these performers and entertainers to what? Market their brands. And then that comes back to what? Marketing, and marketing ties into what? Social media. Social media ties into what? The consumer, the buyers. And it's a cycle, and it goes around and around and around, and everybody plays a part. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. It affects everything. So we need to make sure everybody is kind of doing their part and has their platforms on. And you know what? Hey, that's just the way I look at it. Everybody's kind of doing their part. You know, so I'll put my platforms on right now. I got my gym shoes on. I'll keep it real. I got to do some exercise. I got so much stuff to do today. Let me just kind of, you know, can you see how excited I get about this? This stuff just, I thrive on this because I'm such a business person, and I'm such a person. I love, you know, I love the entertainment industry. I love, I've worked in healthcare. I've worked in marketing. I've worked in, you know, different industries. So this is just something that I really, really, you know, kind of, you know, when they say hits home for you, that's just how it is. Because I see the big picture, and I just want other people to kind of see the big picture and see how everybody plays a part. Nobody can say, you know what, I'm not part of this, in terms of when it comes to society growing. Everybody has to do their part to make sure we get to where we need to go. And that's just where it is. And if you're not interested, then just let everybody know. You know what? I'm showing up to the board meeting with some of my platforms. You know what I mean? So here's the thing. I may not have my platforms on yet, but I'm going to put them on, okay? So let me just find a good player, a pair of platforms, all right? And then I'll put those on. But when that meeting comes and it's time to put your platforms on, it's Elisa Nicole Live listeners, for all of my individuals that, you know, got board meetings coming this week and next week or whatever, I encourage, spice it up, have some fun. And, you know, hey, if somebody wants... If Mr. or Mrs. CEO wants to show up in their platforms and see who else shows up, you know, that's a good thing. We definitely want to spread the word about Elisa Nicole Live and how wonderful this show is. And I just want to share with you, you know, issues that's going on, and I definitely want you to grow with society. It's so much content to be discussed about this, and I'm running out of time. However, I'm running out of time. That's what, you know, I'm working on it, okay? I'm working on it. And when I'm really passionate about the topics, you can tell. I'm passionate about all my topics, but this one is huge. It's huge because this is going to help us get through the year. It's going to really help us. So part two, Elisa Nicole Live, next week, Twitter page, Love Elisa Nicole, for show updates and to know when part two will be broadcasting. And you can also... follow me on Instagram at Elisa Nicole H and Elisa Nicole Live, the official launch. I'm going to be launching very soon. So when I do that, I'll make an announcement via my social media. Okay, it's been wonderful. It's been great. Have a wonderful weekend, a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.